the East Side's favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
If you will, put your hands out in front of you, about 9 inches apart.
Right.
And then imagine yourself shimmying through that for about 15 feet from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Like you're going down 9 inches apart. It's impossible. But this guy, they call him Baseball Mike. Baseball Mike, he likes to play catch on top of this plaza. And every now and then, the baseballs bounce away from him, and it goes down this between two walls, and they're 9 inches apart. And he decided, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm going to go get my lost baseballs. And, well, you know how this will probably end.
This was like the sixth ball and over. So I was like, okay, I got to go down and get these. Because I kind of saw that it was skinny at the bottom, but I'm skinny, very skinny. And that's when I learned that, uh-oh. But hey, I'm down here to get the baseballs, go a little lower. I didn't think I wasn't coming back out of that hole, period. I could hear doom, doom, and so I know they're coming, but as they're reverberating, and I know they're there, I'm dying, you know, and I don't want to. But there's a point where you give up, you like tap out, you literally tap out.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy to be here. You know what I'm saying? You hear that?
Yeah, he made it out. I mean, maybe find a new place to play catch.
It makes me want to take some very deep breaths because I cannot imagine the panic that sets in when you realize you are stuck in that kind of a small space. I mean, I am freaking out.
I want to know what his plan was to get back up 15 feet.
Well, I mean, if you can shimmy down, I'm assuming he was kind of using his hands and his feet like he was, you
know.
9 inches
apart. You can't move much.
This just reminds me of my dad. Lives in Florida, loves to golf. Go down and play golf with him.
Yeah.
Balls in the rough.
And he goes after him.
Gotta go find him.
Despite the alligators
and snakes.
Yes. And no.
You gotta get your ball.
Right.
He's gotten a little better, but for a long time. And when he lived here in Iowa still,
yeah,
he'd spend the afternoon looking for a ball. Good Lord. Just say, come on, man.
It's not worth it.
Plus, he has a garage full of them.
Right. Yes. Why?
The deal?
I don't understand. Why? Just got to let it go.
Okay. Great lesson learned here.
Couple of penalty strokes, I think.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.